stories online.
All right, EPP bonus episode number 40 is coming out this weekend at realghoststoriesonline.com to our EPPs. If you're an EPP, you get it. Not yet. Sign up, get access to episode 40 and all 39 of the previous episodes, bonus video content, and there'll be so much more very soon with the new EPP website that's about to be coming out. Sign up on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. This week, we're going to discuss a couple that gets the fright of their lives when they try to catch a peeping Tom red-handed.
Well, as if a peeping Tom that's alive isn't scary enough. This is one that you literally cannot catch.
That's really creepy.
Yeah.
Because then what is the undead doing with those images that are going into his undead mind?
I don't want to know.
When he goes and hides or disappears.
I don't think it's any more innocent when it's a ghost doing it.
No, it's creepy. A gang member comes clean about the damage to his car that occurred, and it wasn't from drinking and driving after all.
You know, when you think about the details of the story and the perspective of the storyteller, It's kind of like, okay, yes, you could think, okay, it's just a really creative excuse to get out of a DUI, but it does not fit the person that it happened to tell it that way.
And it's one hell of a creative excuse if it is a creative excuse.
It sure is. I'm going to use it next time.
Next time? Next time you show up at the auto body shop with the car all dinged up and throw up on the inside?
Yeah, I've never had a DUI, but had the puke and the dings.
Yeah. Then they say, oh, there's car seats in here. Oh, that explains it right away. Thank you, ma'am. By the way, would you like us to hose off anything else that may have puke on it right now? After a long-distance move from a fresh start, a family finds something is turning the father into a monster.
You know, they say to kill the snake, you cut off the head. And I think in this way, whatever was at the house really was able to accomplish that by taking the dad and turning him into a monster.
Yeah, it really did. There's some good news to the story at the end. I'll leave it at that. But it's a story that really changed a family that was likely based on something very, very paranormal. Plus, a small child is able to describe in detail the fancy lady that soothes her to sleep.
It's another two-year-old that has knowledge and, you know, makes descriptions that they would not have until they were older. They would not be able to describe this fancy lady and what she was wearing unless she actually saw it.
The amazing things that children say. That's really kind of what it comes down to, because we have one that does that sort of stuff too. Those stories and more on this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Support the show, keep us on the air, enjoy the stories and all 40 episodes that you will get when you sign up for only $5 a month at realghoststoriesonline.com. And thank you for the support.